How's your phone work? Your cell phone, tell me how it works. This was the other bitchiness that I got from people over and over again. They're like, well, all you're doing is saying, how does your phone work? No, I'm trying to draw your attention to literal tech metrics. I don't know where my phone went. So that you understand how easy it is to log into you and make a change. So, how did we get to this point where all these good people in radio frequency, etc., that they don't know shit about what we're actually doing in the human body? And in order to explain all of this, I've had to make a gazillion signs. I've had to come back out here over and over again. And I've been trying to figure out why it is, there's my phone, that nobody else seems to know these things. Okay? This is my great uncle's folder from Shepherd Air Force Base. I often also show his Aberdeen Proving Ground stuff. That's my little pink book, wherever it's hiding at the moment. And then I also go over his old notes with flux density notation with mercury and whatnot. Why? So that people understand that this has been going on for a really long time. So tell me how your phone works. When you click a button and you send an email, you don't see the email leave the phone. It's a wireless, invisible signal, just like your body. It's a body part. So when I worked at UW Whitewater for my job, I found IBM software that they alleged was also used way back when Fauci and them wanted to get their shit off the ground for attacking the human immune system. Well, if you don't know that the human immune system is 80% your biofield, you called it the aura, you called it stupid. Yeah, I know. That's because 6,000 years of human telemetry, chiropractic, and the rest of it for your circulatory system just magically disappeared. Nobody has any idea what's going on. That was 6,000 years of the human circulatory system. You call it chakras. Yeah, they call it aim and fire. 150 years ago, Aleister Crowley and people, yeah, nothing's real except what you can see. There is no biofield. There's no cymatics, there's no radionics, there's no plasmonics. There's nothing except what you can see. Well, that's a body part that's responsible for 80% of our immune system. How do we know for sure? The definition of Children's Hospital, the organs and tissues that comprise the immune system, the thymus, the bone marrow, the lymphatic, your vessels, your spleen, and your skin. And so I'm like, yeah, the human biofield being watched by Project Salus. So the human biofield is the aura, is your W-band, 802.15.6. Department of Defense Directive 3000.09, everything is autonomous. And you have an MQ-9 Reaper drone attached to your skin and bone. That's a big bird for those of you that know. She's huge. And so for me, I'm like, why in the hell do we need something that big? Well, for those of you in radio frequency yet again that don't understand that we're playing around with the particulate in the atmosphere and perturbating the human biofield with the Doppler. Okay? And we're not talking about any of that. We're not talking about geoengineering and weather control, and all these systems work together. When I log into your body, I'm looking at multiple manifolds, torus manifolds, and then I'm using mathematics to log into your cell structure with something called biophysics, optoarray, electronic, photonic, moving your cells around with pressure, temperature, and physics, physical, biophysics change. Not, oh gee, I'm waving my magic wand. No, I'm logging into your body with radio frequency directly. This is how AI precision healthcare is offered. And I'm going to show you the bigger sign here in a minute. Step one, since 2005, any little nerd who could code in Zigbee and Bluetooth for light switches since 2005 is working with these biosensors, K-hop nearest neighbor routing, dynamic channel allocation, thermodynamic routing, right there. You can go look it up. Open shortest path first, body to body. How did I find it? Cybersecurity for the new digital ID in the 6G low personal area network. Machine to machine, no human can crack it or de-encrypt it or encrypt it. And it's ad hoc, vehicular ad hoc or whatever. And then the body is what sends the signal. Now, the moment that I found this mathematically by the metrics, I had a shit fit because I'm like, how in the hell are you using the human body for that? What are you doing? If you're doing that, you're using the aura. And of course, you can imagine, as a natural telepath, having been electronically tortured lifelong for metrics, I'm like, what the fuck is this? You told me, not y'all, but family, professionals, people, oh, energy work is bullshit. The aura's not real. Only believe in what you can see. We're going to fix people's health. Well, I was told I had pseudotumor cerebri. Anybody got an autoimmune disorder out there? You ever wondered why they can't fix it? Okay, maybe I should get that other sign back here for a second. Where's your immune system? 80% of your immune system is in that field. Am I able to electronically log into you and change out the cellular homeostasis of your electrical cell structure? And anybody who knows anything about biology, do you shit ham sandwiches? When you go eat your lunch, after you're done eating your lunch, do you shit it out in the same format? No. And why is that? Because we're biochemical beings and we have electricity in our cells. Yeah. But if I hit you with the signal and I decouple your ass from your circadian rhythms by using the ratio, the golden ratio, to decouple, uncouple the cellular state. Now, where did I get this from? Tufts University, Dr. Michael Levin. Life extension, synthetic biology, immortality research. It's called regenerative medicine, biomedical tissue engineering, wireless tissue engineering. For that, we have to disassociate your electrical fields, plural. This is called the biofield at the National Institute of Health. In the quantum market share, it's called the quantum field. In morphogenesis, you heard me, synthetic biology, morphogenesis, it's called the morphogenetic field. And why? Because it's still all the same damn thing. Your cells at every level exchanging data in your lymphatic system, your tissues. And now they're hacking into that, changing it so that they can get transhumanism, synthetic biology, life extension. Where the fuck is everyone else? Why are they doing that? If they're going to work and they're working on it, why are they telling you it's not real? Well, I'm going to show you. It's very simple. I went ahead because I was so angry, and when I get mad, I do research, and then I force myself to take a breath, go outside with the bow staff if I'm really pissed off, and come back to Zen. Self-control. Make a list. And I'm like, okay, wait. So if I go to work for command and control C4ISR, SIPRNet and NIPRNet back into the NSA, DNA steganography with the NSA, and we watch every synaptic exchange at 5,100 bits and log it with the NSA PRISM program. That's what Assange, Snowden, and all of them were talking about. That's why they killed Barnaby Jack, the ATM Jack Potter. He was there at DEF CON to present that it was easier to hack a human body with a pacemaker or otherwise. You didn't need to have a pacemaker than it was a car. Dead. So with that in mind, I'm like, why can't we talk about this? So I went and found where you can talk about it, because even in the machine learning, you're not allowed to write the word biofield, which I found very weird, okay, because nobody reads that stuff. So then I found out that it is the following. Electronic medical police, warfare divisions, military, your Lockheed, Raytheon, all of them. Signal, advanced signals technology. It's everywhere as a job. In information surveillance and reconnaissance, the Internet of Behaviors, Bodies, Things, the Industrial Internet of Things, the Medical Body Area Network, all way back, 2005, 2015. It's all there. And I'm like, these are jobs? Oh, yeah. And then neuromodulation, neural stimulation, Project Salus, watching everybody think in real time with CT2WS, cognitive warfare technology, EEG headset, ultrasound, modified ultrasound, all walking around on a headset, then the Renius chipset embedded in their left hemisphere. And I'm like, where did all of this come from? Synthetic telepathy, been out there since 1995. So they needed a backbone. Just like back in the day, everybody was logging into email for the first time on dial-up. It would get crowded. People would have to wait forever and get kicked off. I fucking worked it. I would know. So my job was to upgrade them, to bring them out of dial-up and on the cable modems, for which I used a system called NMAPS on COM controllers with something called COM21 cable modems, which were different than the throwaway DOCSIS stuff in the big cities. Different markets. So different hardware. Everything. Different software. So I went ahead as I continued to make my little T-bar list, and I'm like, so let me get this straight. If I'm in radio frequency, if I'm in IT, I log into the body, make changes, and organize. If I'm anyone else in the world, I'm a fucking nut job. Give me drugs and make me sit still?
And the only place you can really learn about the biofield is in the Bible, because Jesus used it to heal. And I mean, it's ions and electrons. It's your exchange with your environment. That's why everybody works with radar. We're told, get your nuts away from it because it'll overheat you and such. It's a microwave. And then they also could feel the radar coming and going without looking at the screen. Yes, because you have an electrical body part involved. So then, as if all that wasn't enough, because I couldn't figure out, how is this so obvious to me, but not everyone else? Because I admit the body part. Now, enter in where I come from. I come from Black Projects. So I go back to my grandmother, who was a Rosicrucian in Chicago, has a bunch of depression glass. These are nanolipids. And they would have them stand on a metal plate or whatever. Yeah. And that's your specialized concrete for human teleportation, like you heard out of the mouths of Sean Ryan and other people who he interviewed, the Marines and such, that found the photonic different mixtures of concrete, just like the Roman Colosseum specialized limestone. So this is also another reason why I'm like, oh my God, you guys have been doing this for 100 years plus. Radio frequency, industrial, scientific, and medical band. This is where we got our 2.4 terahertz from. And that's targeted individuals in Havana syndrome as well. Two radio frequency sinks, one over the heart, one over the bladder. Illegal as fuck, putting RFID chips in people since the 60s with John von Neumann software and architecture. Why and how? So the first line I ever did, I had to destroy because the Pentagon was so pissed at me. And I said, I know why you've done this, because you did it for wireless tissue engineering, which is what's-his-name is up there with Palpatine, also known as Klaus Schwab, talking about all the time. Okay? So your body is 802.15.6. You're a wide body area network. We fly a drone with sensors open system architecture and modified open system approach. We can slap any hardware on the ass end of it. We can log into it with a web portal. We fly it over your home. Now, people who think that CERN, ITER, and Tokamak are demon portals are a bit confused. Big fucking magnet under your feet could be the baseboard carrier signal to your cable company or baseline satellite. And we create an electromagnetic field above your head and below your feet. Now, your biofield, your whole fucking body, is inside of 802.15.6. The biosensors are individually accessible with CISA MyTinyOS cybersecurity on 802.15.4. Your wireless sensor networks create radio frequency relays and anything that they need to perturbate cell structure on 802.15.5. And before you say, well, what the hell do they need all that for? Precision artificial intelligence wireless healthcare. So we break out the internal organs and divide it up, and that's how we're able to make the genetic change if we want to, with the CRISPR-Cas9 infusion, which I'll show in a sign here in a moment. Or we can just go ahead and terahertz to gigahertz, gigahertz to terahertz, and exchange out your cell structure. Oh, but they need to practice that. They already did. So what they did was they lied. So first you see a UFO, they radiate your body part known as the biofield. Then you start getting psychic abilities. They're called psionics. Telepathy, empathy, precognition, telekinetics, it's all natural in human bodies. Neurons. And neurons are not only in your brain, they are body-wide. Nobody knows any of that. You're not allowed to talk about any of that. So instead, you're told you're a fucking nut job, take drugs, or else you can't talk to anybody who's normal. The Christians will scare the shit out of you, call you evil. There are people that want to wear robes, bleed on the floor, and do stupid shit with the CIA, thinking that they're surfing the astral plane. They end up on the Cisco bat plane. And you're like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Well, they're pulling the neurons out of your body just a little bit at a time and loading them into a neuromorphic chipset. How do you think they got such incredible artificial intelligence in the first fucking place? It's your neurons. And they admit they need living neurons to do what they do. Now, this is where a bunch of people get fucked up with me. And they're like, oh, Sabrina, you're being a doom pillar, blah, blah, blah. There's no way they would pull our neurons out of our body, store them in a chipset, and then take our skin and bone, do what they wanted to with it, lock us underground, and then when we think we're being born, they're putting us back into another body somewhere. And everyone goes, ah! And I'm like, listen, the dimension that we live in, they lied to you about how it works with material physics. You think people are going to burn in fire and brimstone, and this is the part of things you can take it or leave it. But what I saw was that people go into a neuromorphic chipset. It's a plasmonic architecture underground. And that makes sense to me, because that's one of the reasons so many people throw it with the system that recycles itself. It's not some big secret. These are jobs. So the wireless body area network, you're sitting there, they fly over, you get radiated, you start having psionic abilities and they continue to perturbate your biofield. They watch your dreams, they record your dreams, and they record everything you're thinking in real time to databases that are using the ubiquitous and the ambient air molecules all around you. Again, well-minded, or I should say healthy people, they're like, that's way too much micromanagement. Yeah, but if you didn't have a body and you had no way to have a body and you're running the world and you're obsessed with control, okay? The next thing is, if you get a little too radiated and your binomics, your bioinformatics fall out of place, or you fall into a liminal space, we can then morph you again with genomics and morphology, transhumanism full on, and turn you into Bigfoot and Wolfman and whatever else. And you can be bilocated, and there's 4D skiffs that they can walk into to be secure from bioweapons. That all sounds nuts, I know. Everybody's like, no, the aliens are here. And I said, no, we make the aliens. And everybody continued to freak out on me, and I'm like, listen, the Hemisync thing, the CIA gateway process, that was you people feeding the databases. You're bleeding over the masters for DNA synchronicity and DNA sequence matching. That's your global information grid for your digital twin. And your string theory is bullshit, but we do have a 4D. There's no multiverse. There's just the Nephilim and everybody else. For me, I'm like, how is it that you're not telling anybody that you've got their ass on the cloud with 80% of their immune system locked down? Transcranial magnetic stimulation was what they were doing to me, but they told me I had pseudotumor cerebri. Back in the 90s, they said when you could feel the subtle electrocution, there was no such thing back then as electrosensitive, because they didn't tell anybody they were subtly electrocuting people. They said, no, you have fibromyalgia. You're just a wuss to pain. No, you have pseudotumor cerebri, fake brain tumor. Your brain is acting like it has a tumor, but we don't know why. Well, because you're transcranially magnetically stimulating my brain to swell it and deswell it for metrics testing for non-invasive N3 with DARPA. That's fucking why. And I have a Seraphim, and I was removed from the N3 process, which is MPD and DID. You just put an EEG overlay of personality, just a nanolobotomy, a few neurons at a time, and then we can induce your neurons into an alpha state. When we do that, it causes schizophrenia, but only in certain neural networks. And we use that back in the day in the 80s and 90s to check parity for neuron, and brain. Now those products and services are commercial. They are available from the Artificial Intelligence Symposium that you can still go read the transcripts for from September 2020. And that's synthetic telepathy and synchron and brain-to-brain interface, which is, in my opinion, why they needed to hurry up and get the newest backbone deployed, because not enough people knew, of course, because it's their personal private system of walking circles around all the good people who are doing their jobs legally. And none of this has legal oversight. All of it is black projects hidden. So that's why I keep getting pissed at people who claim they're going to sue people. I'm like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You either don't know what you're talking about, or you're purposely swindling people out of good money because you're not suing anybody. I'm looking for my synthetic biology side. Anyways, so after having all your autoimmune disorders that never go away, I wanted to know, how the fuck did they do this? Well, back in the day, with all these companies that they have, with IBM, Furlongen, and Underground, they just kept going to work. Nobody said a fucking word. The quantum systems with the IEEE and all that are on. In 2019, well, come on, let's go turn on the synchron and the brain-to-brain interface on the back end on a bigger system. What do I mean? Quantum computing, we gave the signature reduction force to people in the white vans a job and a pension. I have longer videos to prove that out. Local logistics started hybridizing themselves with transhumanism. In the 90s, you had non-invasive N3, library access, NIST, NASA, and brain-to-brain web portals. 1995 in Congress. You think they knew? Then in 802.15.4 becomes commercial to all the little nerds in 2005. In 2012, Carrie Majdan Group, they all get together and get told, we're doing this, we're going to be deploying in a few years, so get ready. Shut your fucking mouth about anything related to the biofield, just like they took away all of Dr. Robert Young's work in the last 3 years. And then in 2014, brain-to-brain interface became commercially available. Now, with all that additional traffic now between themselves and all the different elites and people that have now thrown in to be transhuman and take over the world, do you think they needed a bigger backbone? COVID has its own data center. They need to make sure that they can change out everybody on a button press remotely. That way there's no worrying about you fighting them or getting in their way. Would you believe that's what's written inside the Pentagon directive? Because it is. They're not worried about you being able to pull your gun. They're only worried about unintended engagement and loss of control of their drones. There was no, interestingly, the Department of Defense Directive 3009 does not refer to positive outcomes as a design criterion. Department of Defense Directive 3009 defines the goal of autonomous systems to avoid negative outcomes, unintended engagement, or experience a loss of control. 2012 for implementation on the 8th of May, 2017. And the wide body area network since 1995 and your biosensor since 2005 means nobody got a choice. We have human body or human bonding communication on the RF. Everyone is now a cyborg with soft robotics deployed with the biosensors that are DNA analyte derivative made out of your tissue, talking to satellites on position navigation and timing, NTS-3 accessible, no GPS needed, inside of your body. Your body is the network, your body is the node, your DNA is propagating the signal, no tower required. And that's the same system that I was born to in 1979 that they already had because Grandmother Rosicrucian and everybody else have been working on this for a couple hundred years. But databases and underground computers, how do you make Greek fire? Right. So for me, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Metamaterials. And everybody goes, what's a metamaterial? And I said, well, it's not going to be enough to get it in you with radio frequency due to the line of sight problems and all the other problems that we have with electromagnetic waves and beam forming. And it wasn't enough to have your MAC ID under control with the physical stuff. No, no, no. We, for $45,000 a year, sell the ability to log into you to your loved ones so that they can do an EEG overlay and they overwrite your brain tissue. Oh, you're just don't with the crazy thing because people don't really do that to me anymore, and you shouldn't either. So La Quinta La Colomna came out and said neural modulation, neural stimulation, and neural monitoring, and it's excited by the graphene. And everybody goes, oh, and I said, yeah, and radio modulation. And that brings me full circle, radio frequency engineers. How the fuck is it that you don't know that we've had all of these systems going on with the Army? Multi-domain sensing system with high accuracy detection exploitation system, patterns of life to develop the target, C4ISR, September 14th. What the hell? How is it that you don't know? Give me a break. How can that be possible? Over and over again, I'm sitting here trying to figure out why it is that none of you will open up and say anything to anybody, given that you guys have to be the ones that know how this is being executed. But, it's demonstrated by the questions I keep getting. They're like, what are you talking about? Well, guys, when you get rid of our wireless body part and you tell everybody nothing exists except what they can see, you get rid of frequency, oscillation, cymatics, the power of sound, optics, radionics, and anything plasma derivative. Good fucking job. Because they connected this wireless body part to telephony in 1922, and they've been doing anything they want to ever since. You didn't tell anybody about synthetic telepathy in 1995. You didn't tell anybody about the wide body area network. You didn't tell anybody about the biosensors. So our youth have been biohacking. Now, damn it, Janet, this 1500 year or 300 year, however long plan, we get Galileo and Copernicus out there, throw them in front and say, here, we're going to science now. We killed everybody with the Spanish Inquisition that could read books. Go. But that only lasted for 200 years. And that was only in private universities that you were allowed to learn. Then they start killing everybody again until they get back to the 1960s. Why does that matter? For those of you that don't understand from radio frequency what Langlands equation is or the Rosetta Stone of mathematics, that took us to a new type of quantum encryption to break all the bit series old encryption with the L function and the meromorphic changing out the polaritons and poles on the complex plane of any toroidal field that we wanted to for modification of the electromagnetic stimulation with quantum underground computers and the quantum space. You took away the body part. You got everybody all fucking confused because they think that it doesn't exist. Put the body part back, and it's real simple. They're piloting you around like a sim. No, no, no. Yeah, because the Project Looking Glass, routing radio frequency through the body. 802.1, 5.4, 5, and 6. And then once we line it up with your DNA, well, we have DNA steganography. Did you know that your DNA stores a fuck ton of data for the government? Because it does. Then you have your chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear skiffs that are equally made out of your DNA to protect them from a biofrequency weapon and something called prima materia. Welcome to Project Pandora. I can walk into a liminal space. I can walk into a bioweapon frequency secure skiff. Perfect. Why? Because I'm going to invade the world with my MQ-9 Reaper's pretty fucking magical technology. I showed a picture of a Reaper in 1953. So the medical implant communication system comes online and we're chipping humans with RFID. The MAC IDs, I was born with one in me in 1979. The HemiSync is the EEG brain connectomes, which is what we use when we're logging in and out because the neuronal loop is closed, says Yannich from machine learning, who I take the synergist to point out you don't need to lie about what a MAC ID is and what it does. It is a medium access control derivative, and the people out there in radio frequency that work with old equipment or don't know about the body area network, they're like, well, how is it changing all the time? Because you're dealing with WSN, which is wireless sensor networks at a very small scale, and they're moving around and they're talking to each other and recombining themselves. Oh, so Yannich in machine learning, he's got quite a few subscribers, and so does Anastasia on Tech, and they talk about all the neuron-to-neuron, brain-to-brain I'm talking about. Where are you? Probably watching the sun, which said in December of 2022, oh yeah, we'll need chips in our head in 2100 before anybody can have telepathy. How convenient. What if you're born with it? Well, they're going to take it away from you. Why would they do that? Well, they have brain imaging libraries like Bill that commit changes with CRISPR-Cas9 to your proteins, your peptides, your amino chains, your amino acids. So who's doing all this? Same people that I always saw. Medical, sheriff, police, lawfare, main military, paramilitary, black projects, geospatial in Silicon Valley. Uh-huh. And why are they doing this? Because they can just log into your ass with Geomancer, determine your location with their lovely little curated data labeling and data curation databases the DoD sold off at the Artificial Intelligence September Conference in 2020, symposium rather. Amazing Polly explains in Rwanda how we went down and shot aerosolized nano in the air, but we have to have communication that is secure between certain soldiers. And for that, you're back to the 802.15.6, modify their biosensors. You can save them from the chemical warfare or the aerosolized by popping different types of bioelectric code and wireless tissue engineering healing. And then the wireless sensor networks can relay on all the other humans that you want to do something different. In the very same way, the spells that we cast on people and save in our spell books over on the GitHub have vector or feature values when they go into a vector after they've mapped the coordinate with Geomancer. And those feature values are your DigiID, so they could be anything. And what we do is we order a drone, take a picture over your home of real time with the access that we have, and then we can fire up a generative adversarial neural network, an artificial neural network, or whatever we want. We'll electrocute the air molecules around your head and execute a terahertz bullet, or whatever we want. And that's with your NTS-3, again, position, navigation, and timing of your biosensors, 802.15.4. Starting to see how it's kind of a big fucking deal that you laced everyone's ass to the cloud and told them nothing. And then we had, oh, well, you just can't take pain. Oh, it's a fake brain tumor, but we don't know why. Oh, you're having seizures that make your eyes go bloodshot. We don't know why. Lupus, Lou Gehrig's disease, all the autoimmune disorders. Oh, there's nothing we can do. When you electrocute humans through their own tissue and you don't tell them, and you force their immune system to electrically adhese to nanotech or another body in a different electrical way than what your red blood cells and your neurons need to function, you end up with an autoimmune disorder, an automatic immune fucking problem with the order of operation because you're electrocuting them. Yeah, that's what the biosensors do. Oh, so now because no one said a fucking thing about subtly electrocuting people, there's your nanomorgellons. Cancer's not my story to tell, but they tell you on the Daily Mail, give you cancer, take it away in 15 minutes. They've had that capability since 1995. Now it's sudden adult death syndrome. Fuck you some more, and no accountability for all this testing that they did with the vaccinations at the different age scales. None of it. Not a fucking bit of it. So what did we end up with? Full circle. The 6G low personal area network, your ass is attached to the cloud. The signal is propagating from you, your body, your DNA. Turn off the signal for Ebola, killing off your loved ones in front of your face. Stop your DNA. Now that's terrifying. That's some real doom pilling. Yeah, that's cybersecurity. Stop the signal. You have to stop the DNA because the body area network is where the signal is coming from. So it won't go away unless you stop the DNA. So you radio frequency people think you might want to get caught up on a technology from 1995? If that's really the situation that we're in? Because the metamaterials are about to make it transhuman very serious.
And I will go ahead and pull up the metamaterial guy again, just for you radio frequency hams and people. I have a lot of respect for you guys. I'm very surprised. If you don't know, now's the time. But just like the dudes on the hobby farms, maybe y'all been hanging out in your basements doing cool stuff like you do with your equipment to do testing. And just like the Baba Black Sheep guys who fly their drones for the good reasons, trying to teach young people how cool it is to build a circuit board yourself and make it communicate. And they've weaponized everything, made it super ugly and very difficult to communicate with anybody about this stuff. And especially now, given that the new warfare technology is electrical, and that means telepathy, empathy, and precognition, which are natural abilities in human neurons, those are now the hot commodity. Nobody understands what's going on because you won't admit that they created a cyber-physical backbone because they needed more throughput. And my sign for that is, for some reason, missing. So I'll come back with that. It's synthetic biology. Please take a look at my synthetic biology videos for the glossary and terms. And thank you for the people using Nanowork as a touch point. And I hope that this is the simple explanation that doesn't sound bitchy towards you. I'm just so furious that they didn't tell anybody it's a body part, because as you can see, when you get back down to cybersecurity, turn your DNA off. Guys, who's going to want to hear that? So let's educate. It's the W band, and take your body part back. And then, well, what do I do with it all? Biofield practice? I know you don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. It's your body part. You're the best person to know how it works. And if you knew that precognition and empathy are the two most common neuronal abilities, it's not psychic, it's psionic, which is why my website is synergy. Psi plus energy equals synergy, as in your own biofield, your own psionic abilities, my own neurons. I don't need a wearable to be a telepath or a telekinetic. They purposely practice wireless tissue engineering. That means suppressing your growth, your internal organs, and stunting your brain tissue. No maybes. So if we're actually going to find a way through this, we need people to be honest about what's already been deployed and what is in play with the wide body area network. We can't afford to keep spinning around it, protecting sensor hunters and pretending that it's going to get better. The people that want these systems to change, they're not but murdered for over 20 years. And they want to murder me like every 5 minutes. So now I'm going to go take a walk. God bless y'all out there. I have other videos to load, but I'm loading these first for the people who genuinely asked, can you please break it down for me as simple as possible? Mark 5:36. Amen.